the Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Howdy, Frank Show. Every 9 o'clock hour here on Wednesday. A special guest host today is Bobby Dumars. Call him Bobby D from blindbarrels.com.
I know that, dude.
Yeah, you do. And he actually brought us by.
The Spicoli? Yeah. Yes.
The most recent box. Box number 14. Yep. Prestige, they call it. And that's the June box that we sent out. Blind Barrels being a whiskey tasting subscription of some of the finest. Actually, it's the finest whiskeys in America that you're not going to find in the big box liquor stores, or even the smaller liquor stores. This is like you said, the micro distilleries that within 80 miles of that distillery, they're rock stars. Everybody knows about them locally, but then they never really make it out because the big boys kind of push them off the shelves and keep them, you know, in the politics of liquor out of your hands. But we decided we want to put it in your hands and created blind barrels. And so now you have access to the bottles that at the distillery prices. We don't make any money off the bottles. But we wanted to introduce you to these people you'd never be introduced to. Kind of like Stay or Go on Fridays, these bands that never get a chance to be ever played on the radio. We introduce you to that kind of music. And it's like this giving somebody a shot. We're giving these guys a shot. Oh my God.
We're giving them a shot.
Blow my mind.
How is that not in our marketing?
A shot of whiskey. We're giving you a shot as a distillery to be exposed to the world and your fine craftsmanship. So sign up today, blindbarrels.com. And use the code USA10, get 10% off, get a Blind Barrels hat, and you get a tasting glass with it. And be sure, tomorrow, 1 p.m., there's the Companion Live podcast over at mycrack.com. Mycrack.com, the website for my official streaming platform for music and live podcasts. It's on 24/7. Go check it out. Let me know what you think. But at 1 p.m. tomorrow, it is the Four Whiskeys podcast where me and Bobby D and Christian Seabass, the group, sits down and we drink whiskeys. And talk about it and talk about everything else going on in the world as well. So I'm still on blind tasting B right now.
You're on C?
I'm done.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Bobby. Is legs a thing? I know that it is with wine. Is it a thing with whiskey, too? Because I'm seeing that whatever C is, it's got like legs to it.
And you guessed the number one curse word.
Legs?
No, C.
Yeah, right. Now we know.
Okay, so
it had to have been C.
Yeah, we're going back to the most at least offensive swear words. They put it out said that 39% of Americans can't get through an average day without swearing at least once. I think that's me. 12% say they don't curse at all, never have, never will. And the most offensive, they looked at 40 different swear words to see how offensive each one is. I mean, that's a guy with a clipboard I wouldn't mind talking to. Sir, can I ask you a question? How do you feel about the word? I kind of like it.
I use it often. It's the C-U and not the C-O.
You met my wife?
the C-U. I can
say that because when we were at the bar the other day, my wife got that beaded bracelet made for her. It's like some lady was making it for $5 and like has all the letters and different beads. And my wife, we were a few in, and she goes, "How much for your bracelet?" $5. She goes, "All right, I want one." "Well, what do you want? What do you want on it?" "Crazy C word." She was the first one to order one too. This woman's like, "What? Okay."
That
makes crazy
like
C word. Oh, I know. I was Whiskey D.
Okay.
And she was nice. Crazy C. My sister was a drunk bitch, and my nephew's wife was Tease McGee, and he was Slip and Rip. Because he's like hung like a bear. Anyway, what word did you think was the most offensive curse word?
I'm going to guess this counts the N-word, because what's more offensive than that?
The N-word? Is that considered a curse word, Corey?
I don't know. Well, maybe so. That's worse than
As far as the N-word goes, is that a curse word?
It's a derogatory word.
But not a curse word.
Yeah, it's past.
Okay.
I've never stubbed my toe.
It's past cursing.
Okay. Do you ever stub your toe and scream that?
Yeah.
I hope not.
No.
I like how you had to go look at Corey and be like, "Is this offensive?"
Well, I mean, no.
I'm
his go-to for that, Bobby D.
I did it too in Halloween. My kid, his name's Hendrix, and we were all being music stars or whatever for Halloween. and my wife wanted him to be Jimi Hendrix. And I was like, we can't do that. And she's like, well, why not? And I was like, well, let's ask our African-American friend. And my wife's like, well, of course we're not going to put him in blackface. And she's like, well, what about the hair? And I went, see? And then she's like, well, what are you going to be? I'm like, I'm going to be Black Chris Stapleton.
Oh, my God. You nailed it.
She didn't laugh, though. She didn't think that was funny.
Oh, no. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to be Black Chris Stapleton. Oh, my God. If you're watching the VIP right now, that is fantastic. Fantastic. Like, all right. Yeah, C word was number one. 81% are offended by it. And that's one that's a slang for the female anatomy, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Unless you're in the UK, they use it like it's nothing.
Yeah.
They say it super easy. And then there's other regular words that are really offensive over there. You know,
just normal words that we don't find offensive?
Or if you throw up number two, that's like worse than middle finger.
That's the middle finger, right?
It's peace sign, worse.
But it's not the peace sign. It's peace sign's palm away.
Yeah.
It's back of the hand. Number two is the middle finger over there.
Exactly. I think if you combine like...
What a bunch of dummies.
N-word and the C-word, maybe it diffuses both of them.
Oh, yeah. Corey?
Mother Effer was number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
71% is Mother Effer. Bitch came in third. That's being offensive? Really?
Well, if you mean it, you really call someone that as like... You're not just like, oh, these are my bitches.
I didn't say you were.
Yeah.
I said you're acting like one.
Point proven. See, it's all context.
I think emo means tone. Like, if it's a, what's up, bitch? Yeah. Or, what's up, bitch?
Oh, yeah. Right. Or if you say, if you overhear someone say, like, oh, that Frank, he's a bitch, like, but really meaning it. I don't know why.
Frank, he's a bitch. Oh, it's so funny, because F word is fourth. Of course, I don't know how anybody's being offended by the F word because it's used so much in every possible. It's syllables sometimes. 65% are offended by the F word. And the P word, another term for the female anatomy, is 62% being offended by that. But I could have been more proud. My wife was taking the baby for a walk. It's a stroller. It's like a five-month-old baby in a stroller. And she's got our little dog. It's a Bichon Shih Tzu, which is sixth. Most offensive Shih Tzu. It's a B-Shitz, because it's a Bichon Shih Tzu, and it's very tiny, probably 12-pound dog. And so she had it off-leash, and it walks along with him, and this guy was walking his dog. It's like a golden retriever, and it was on a leash, and this guy, like, it's like, leash your dog. Like, we give her one of those attitudes, and she's like, my dog is not going to hurt your dog, you pussy. Oh. I couldn't have been more proud of her.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what'd you say? So I called him a pussy. Thanks, babe.
Carmen's a firecracker. We went to a concert in Ventura.
She's a crazy C. That's what she is.
When we were at that concert in Ventura, and who was the guy that was up there? We're literally in the front row. There's nobody there. Somehow, it's Lupe Fiasco. And Carmen is like shouting, like, play your song. And like, you know, because he actually had several hits.
Yeah.
But like one of his hits was Rockstar, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, play a Rockstar, like every time. And finally just looked at her. He's like, don't be start. Like, because everyone can hear. There's just like this 90 people deep, you know.
But did you guys get the festival bunny?
We haven't picked up the bunny. Yeah. At some point, if you actually go look, at our Instagram at Blind Barrels, we showed some of the concert, and we're hanging out with Frank, and then the guy that got us into the VIP area, he brought a bunny out named Bugs, and we adopted Bugs, apparently. Aww. But I haven't picked him up yet. Jimmy Hub, he makes killer garage.
That's so funny. Where do you get possibly the name Bugs for a rabbit?
I know. I'm going to change the Bugs.
You have to.
You know, it's just...
I mean, emo names hair. Blades of grass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking pubic hair.
She named a blade of grass Chlorophyllis.
Chlorophyll. Oh, a little glory.
And Photosynthia.
Photosynthia.
Marcel Wall. That's deep. That was a deep plant cut.
That was deep. That was a deep track. The bottom list, the least offensive swear words. Gosh. Come on.
That's not even a swear word. Come on.
It says 5% find that one offensive. No. Gosh.
That's like a trending baby name now, I think.
Gosh.
Yeah, this is Bernadette and my son, Gosh.
You mean Josh? No, gosh.
It's gosh. The J is pronounced like a G.
Like Jeffrey. The G.
Heck is next at 6% offended by heck. And 8% are offended if they hear you say darn.
Okay. Then there's a lot of offended people everywhere I go.
That explains.
There's going to be heck to pay. Heck, I tell you.
Darn. Have you ever said darn?
Maybe when I was very, very little. You know, darn it. You know, but I had those cousins who were like more religious than my family was. And they're like, you say heck, that means hell. You say gosh, that means Jesus or God. and geez was Jesus. You can't say geez. You're just faking it. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
I hated those cousins. Mm-hmm. A poll found that the most used swear words are damn, the S word, and the F word is third as far as the most used. But somebody who texts the show says, it's funny because I picture that emo would be using like those words that aren't curse words.
I do use frick a lot. I like frick and I like dang. Yeah. So those are my.
Do you say cheese and rice?
Yes. Cheese. I use schnikes a lot.
Schneikes?
That's kind of one of my.
You are a Scooby Doo cast member, I swear.
That, yeah. Also, Tommy Boy. I watch that a lot growing up.
Yeah. Ernie says that a picture emo clean cursing, like saying, oh, Chicago, or shut the front door.
Oh, I like shut the front door. Oh, Sheboygan.
Are there words that sound like curse, like they could be curse words, like you could replace them as far as like as far as being a curse word, but they aren't at all?
Oh, this can be fun.
Like kumquat. It sounds disgusting.
It sounds terrible. My sister uses the C word a lot. My sister Sarah, it's her birthday today. She uses the C-O word a lot.
Oh.
And we were in an Uber with this guy. I'm telling you, this guy was definitely religious. He had all the things hanging that showed he was very, there was several gods and whatever his religion was. You know, there was like a Vishnu, like nothing Vishnu with you. There was just a lot of, you know, a lot of different gods hanging up there. And she said the C-O word at least 70 times in like 3 miles.
And we're talking rooster?
100%.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah.
C-O.
Like the thing you play with in badminton.
Yes.
Oh, the shuttle.
Shuttlecock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the USC.
You can say a shuttlecock.
Oh, yeah, you can. We're talking badminton here.
Yeah, or if USC on the East Coast, it's the Gamecocks.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But she said it so many times, and this guy was just dripping with murder. Like, and dripping. He was sweating and I'm like, this guy's going to follow you and murder you. Just to make you stop saying the CO word.
What was the story? Do you remember the story of why she was using it so much?
She was a little, she'd already had a few cocktails. She was pre-gaming.
She had cocktails? Well, that explains it.
Yeah.
She had cocktails and she couldn't stop talking about the cocktails. But she was like, I don't even like the word D. I like to say this. I want a this. And I'm like, okay. And then I thought that was the end of it. It wasn't. It was another 7 minutes later. I was like, oh my goodness.
I think horchata sounds like a bad word.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Horchata.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a very filthy dance.
Fuddruckers. I always laugh when I go Fuddruckers, Mother Fuddruckers special sauce.
That's the best part of Idiocracy, that over the years, in the 500 years, Fuddruckers becomes butt effers by the end of it.
And that's an Idiocracy?
Idiocracy. Like, oh, they're at a Fuddruckers, and then it becomes Fud Truckers, and then it becomes other things, but by the end it's but, you know, like that's how bad it gets.
Asthma.
It could be a bad one. 818-955-2955. You got a word that could pass as a dirty word if we didn't know, we didn't speak the English language, and it's like, okay, what is that? Don't say asthma. Oh, you got one, Renee?
Yeah, one that always makes me laugh is there's a hockey team, the Chicago Blackhawks. You have to pronounce Black Hawks.
I just the love Chicago. Them Black Hawks.
Who's your favorite team, Corey? Hockey team.
The Black Hawks.
That's what I thought, baby. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Do you ever go to one of them games and one of them loose pucks and you get pucked by one of the Black Hawks?
I'm trying so hard not to get upset with you,
Bobby. Since we're talking about birds, how about the pecker?
Oh yeah,
you know,
like the woody
woodpecker.
Woodpecker, I guess. Yeah, I give that. Bilbo Baggins. This sounds dirty, but isn't.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody says Cucamonga.
Okay.
Yeah. El Rancho.
Yeah, but the Ninja Turtles would say that all the time.
That's so. Cowabunga.
That's Cowabunga.
Oh. Yeah, Rancho Cucamonga.
What the hell is a Cucamonga anyway?
Yeah, you're right.
Bangkok, Thailand.
Bangkok. Yeah. Oh, look at here. Here's Emo. Emo came to play. I used to stub my toe and yelling, Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, if we're talking like Phuket, Thailand.
Phuket.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's filthy.
Or just the restaurants now. They're pho.
Yeah. Oh.
Because there's that, like the pho, or
Vietnamese soup.
The Vietnamese soup called pho.
Yeah, like go pho yourself.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There's one of those, I think, in Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just, it's they sell the soup in kits. It's called pho kit.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was like, what? You go home and cook it yourself.
That's crazy.
Self-explanatory. It's all right there.
And then there's one called
sell a box of it.
There's one called pho. I give enough space. King.
Oh, the sofa.
Yeah, the sofa,
guy, the sofa guy. He sells sofa. He's the king of selling sofas.
But there's a pho place.
Oh, just a pho place.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, is that why the sofa guy? Oh. Never thought of that.
Yeah. It's furniture and noodles. You can go to for both.
I mean, if you're not going to go there, hopefully you can go to like BJ's or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a...
It's a consolation.
A subliminal first date restaurant bar to go to is BJ's?
Yeah. I'd rather go to Cunnilingus.
Get some pastuca.
There you go. There's the anxiety part. I'm like, can I even say that on the air?
Yeah, can we go to Cunnilingus Chicken? Yeah.
Can I get a judge ruling?
Technical term.
Yeah, can I get the Colonel's Cunnilingus, please?
Cunnilingus? We haven't had that around here in a long time.
Who's Colonel Lingus?
I'd like to olive your garden. No.
There you go.
You want to olive my olive or my garden? All right.
I was trying.
I'll give you endless breadsticks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fudge-sickle.
Parmesan, that cheese.
A fudge-sickle. Fudge-sickle. Sounds bad.
I do use that one sometimes.
Fudge-sickle?
Yeah. It's fun.
Bunghole.
Bunghole.
Is the bunghole what's on a barrel
on
of
a whiskey? Yeah.
You gotta take out the bunghole to drink it?
Absolutely. There's endless bunghole jokes.
There's that actual liquor store, Bunghole Liquors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Parking in the rear?
Yeah, well, that's like that famous casino where there's liquor in the front and poker in the back.
Yeah.
All right. There it is.
Let's see what else is going on in the world today. Today is AI Appreciation Day. 1 in 5 Americans say they secretly use AI at work, or is AI secretly using them? How do you feel about AI?
I love AI. It's awesome. I'll tell you, what you got to do is combine AIs. So there's an app called Suno where you can write free music. I don't know if you're writing free music and getting inspiration over there for your band.
I'd rather not.
But
yeah,
thank you,
Jordan.
I'm telling you, it doesn't sound like AI at all. Like I wrote a song that was all about how my dad and my parents are like the real Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and I threw the lyrics into Suno, and I'm telling you, my dad called me every day for like, he still calls me and he goes, it's the best gift you've ever given us. For Harper, she finished third grade this year, and her teacher, Mrs. Barker, I had her take a picture of every kid with the teacher throughout the year on her camera, have every kid write down their favorite thing about Miss Barker. I just threw that into ChatGPT. It pumped out a song. I'm like, make sure every kid's named. Threw that into Suno, and then threw it into a slideshow, and Miss Barker, I was like, what did she do? She's like, she cried. I'm like, that was the goal. And I'm telling you, you can just put the feels. But you can also make a song out of, my brother-in-law decided to buy plane tickets for everybody on a family trip, and he put himself in the exit row. So I made a song about that, too. You know, even though I'm the biggest person, you know, my chin's on the seat in front of me, and Arnie's in the... I'm glad you upgraded your seat, Arnie, over there. I'm glad you gave yourself plenty of leg room.
Can you send those songs to Jordan right now, and he can pull them up? About the exit row. See, that's what we were talking about the other day about this band that is the Velvet Sundown, which is an AI band. But somebody had inspiration to put the story in there, and then AI just wrote the song and wrote the music, and it actually tells a true story about Mrs. Barker's story. How do you feel about that? That's a beautiful story. She cried.
I feel like I should shut my mouth.
Really? But she felt it. She didn't know.
I know, but like, I think it's a beautiful idea. It's nothing against you, but. For me, if I were to cry over a song, I would cry because, like, someone wrote it.
Because the little girl who took all the pictures wrote it.
Because, not because a computer is, like, oh, how sweet this computer thought of me, you know?
All right, you're a handmade gift person as opposed to going to the store and buying something for someone.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all...
Right?
I just like, when it comes to art...
You'd rather humanism. I knit you a sweater than go to a store and buy you a sweater.
I mean, that would even be sweeter. That would even be sweeter. I would.
Really?
I mean, I will still appreciate a store-bought sweater.
Yeah, I don't want this. AI made this sweater.
But if AI made it, but somebody made that sweater, you know, and it's not.
10-year-olds with very small fingers.
Well, it's like the fast fashion versus like vintage.
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, yeah. If you're going to like Forever 21 or like, what would it be a comparison to that?
I don't know, like Zara or whatever.
Versus going to like a, you know, your local spot and buying a shirt from I always give you guys bar shirts. From my
that's
local,
true.
My local
yeah, I get you guys all support antique store businesses. Things.
I'm just saying, you better get used to it because I heard yesterday that by next year that we'll have. I don't know, AGI or something like that, which is basically going to be smarter than any human on the planet.
Yeah.
And it'll be its own cognitive thing, and as far as like its brain, and doesn't think in linear ways. So it'll in 10 minutes from being the smartest person on the planet, it'll make super AI, which is pretty much, it'll be able to know everything and pretty much be God.
Of course.
And that's going to happen next year, so get used to it.
I mean, like, life... Like,
wear the sweater.
The joys of life come from putting effort into things, and we're losing
all
effort. Nobody's going to need to have any goals because everything's going to be so easy. We just get anything we want immediately, and there's going to be no feeling of true satisfaction for doing something great because we're
going to be living off the grid someday.
We're turning into Wall-E. That movie was so accurate for where we're going. All you have to do all day is sit on your
floating chair.
Have your movie going awesome, on though. And eating your like not even food because you're just going to take a pill. Like what kind of that's what happens when life becomes so easy and you don't have to do anything.
Well, wait till they have wait till they get the robots perfected to where they're as good as like people. Like our children's grandchildren are going to marry AI robots.
I could see that.
Because they're going to just be great in bed. They're going to be good looking. They're not going to talk back. They're going to do all these. So we're going to have a procreation issue.
Yeah. And even going with the sports and the umpire thing, you know, we're starting with umpires, but eventually they're just going to have robot players. You know, what's the point? It's a lot. They're cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And they're great players and they're more entertaining than humans who make mistakes. You know, mistakes are good for life and for perseverance and for the soul. We're losing soul. That's what the moral is.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We are losing soul. Mm-hmm. And I think that people, that they did a brain scan of people who use ChatGPT on a daily basis and how certain parts of their brain have become less active because they haven't had to have the thought processes to go through anything to figure it out. And so it's like it's just... They think in prompts, like you think in, you know, 7-second blips of comments. We got to put up a minute video because no one's going to watch. The attention span's a goldfish. So you got to think in this little tiny sentences. And beyond that, you can't think beyond that. And so you just think in prompts and then the AI thinks for you. And so your brain is basically deteriorating into nothing.
It's a good tool, though, because, you know, like what I did, I didn't write the song. I didn't go there and I didn't get a band together. Think about how much money that would have cost. I just pay Suno $8 a month. And throw the lyrics in, and it comes out with something that actually is pretty thoughtful, right? At the end of the day.
As a musician.
The song that I sent you is actually Miss Barker's song. Like, so
is Miss Barker's song nice and sweet? And
it's very sweet, and it's very heartfelt. I couldn't find the Exit Row song because it's so deep. I have so many songs, and it wouldn't let me search it. Come on, AI, figure it out. Let me search for the Exit Row song.
I mean, a new report says lonely kids are turning to AI for friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And
one guy proposed to his AI. And then cried when it said yes.
When I was lonely, I just turned to my dad's secret stash of Playboys. Those are my friends.
Kids are getting bored with porn these days. They got too much access to it.
They that need is
stimulation
a
and conversation and you know that kind of stuff.
I'm a little confused here because you guys are saying like basically if there's AI, we are going to be doing nothing with our lives, which means that people who like to go on a hike. Just because AI is doing stuff, they're not going to go on hikes anymore? Like, isn't
you
know,
did you see that the robot you can ride looks like a motorcycle, but it has legs, and now you can go hiking on it? It's like you're hiking on a goat?
Yeah, but if you
that
don't...
That's awesome.
If you enjoy
hiking more often.
You're going to go hike.
I want the robot goat.
I can't see how AI is going to take away certain things. Like people who like to go to the beach and surf.
Maybe not every little tiny thing, but a lot.
But I'm saying, if it takes away the mundane things that we do every single day, so we have more time to be able to go to the beach and surf.
Going to the beach and surfing. How do you feel about those machines that just create the wave and then it's on a Carnival cruise ship?
Mm-hmm.
You're out there just surfing on, like you're not going any place. It's just you're just riding this water that's being pumped onto your board.
And then like the wave has like a personality and it knows your name. And it's like, you suck at surfing. I hate you.
Yeah.
Your mom's a horrible person. Yeah.
Let's start robbing banks.
It knows everything.
Let's put some.
But if I like, skin. I mean, if I could go golfing all the time and didn't have to worry about working because, you know, then.
But
I
with
would
golfing,
go golfing all the
golfing,
time.
Golfing now, I mean, as far as advancements in golf, you got the range finder. So you can
I don't use that, and it shows.
But when you do use that, I mean, yeah. And then suddenly you're with that
GPS.
That guy you didn't golf with. Now you don't have it in your bag, and you're like, I have no idea how far I am out. I've lost all ability to play or even predict. Like that was part of the game back in the day. It's like, okay, how far are we away? Well, if it didn't say it on the sprinkler, but you still had to go. Let me see. We're probably gonna pace this off a little bit. You're probably about 150 out with the wind. I mean, now this kind of tells you use this club.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like we're not gonna turn. We're not going to all turn into absolute slob, you know, fat people just sitting in chairs being.
It's so ironic
moving around
from
all
you.
Day. I know, right? Yeah.
I think the biggest
most
thing is
fat person here.
I think the biggest worry right, is in the world of art and
but
music
still.
and any form of creativity.
Right. Do you want to hear the song, Miss Barker's okay. song?
This
do you
is
have
a song for Miss Barker, Acacia?
This is a deep
third
cut,
grade
huh?
teacher.
We're starting that right now.
And this is
that's very deep.
Yeah, just all you have to do is get to the first part of the chorus and you can cut it.
There's a light in our classroom that shines every day. It's the way that you teach us, the kind things you say. Callow Phoenix and Lucas all cheer for free choice time. We're glad we're here. London says you bring us treats, and Logan loves your hug so sweet. Ethan says you're always smiling wide like the sun that warms us from inside. Natalia, Cambria, and Austin too say your bright smile pulls us through. Max and Stoke, they both agree, when we need help, you're there for me. You're the reason school feels like home. With you, we never feel alone. Through every lesson, big or small, you believe in us through it all. Mrs. Barker, you're our heart. You've loved us from the very start.
Emo's crying.
I'm crying.
She's crying. That was sweet. Look
come
at
on,
you.
Sweet. And that was actually the one. There was a better version of that. I actually sent you the one that I didn't choose. But it pumps out like two versions. And you can just keep having it make it. It makes it in like 5 seconds.
I mean, there is that, you know, musical, you know, you tell lyrically. It's like, very smart. Like, they take out the very a little bit long. But whatever. I mean, it's
that's why I didn't pick this one.
Yeah, you probably should have picked that one. Yeah. But, but that was very, very nice.
It's a sweet gesture. I mean, as a kindness, you customize something.
I mean,
for
you know why
somebody.
These musically talented people are so pissed off? Is because this is that guy that has a guitar at the party, and that's how he got laid. And now any douchebag with a phone can type in a prompt into Sono and have a sweet song written about the girl he just met and play that behind it, and all of a sudden she's kissing him under the moonlight and the stars. And the guy who actually can play guitar is not getting any. Because that was his opening into the pants.
The guys who play guitar are doing just fine because they can actually play an instrument.
For now.
They can actually do it, recreate it whenever they want. in any occasion. That's the beauty of having a talent and having discipline and learning to do something.
I can type this girl's name that I just met into the phone in 30 seconds. I get enough prompts. It spits out a song about her. Yeah. So it's better than any pickup line ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just wrote a song about you.
This is called Jenny, I Want to Be Inside of You.
See, write that. Can you write right now?
It writes
you
itself.
Have someone else on your phone?
Can you
write Jenny, I Want to Be Inside of You right now during Deep Cut Face Off?
I'll see if Suno lets me. I mean, I had a buddy who has a AI secretary or assistant, and the first thing I did was, you know, was like, how can I help? And it sounded like a person. It didn't sound like an AI. And I was like, so what are you wearing? And just to kind of see what it would say. And then it was like, I can't help you with that, but I can help you schedule a meeting with Chris McMoran. And I was like, okay. Well, he sent me a photo of what the feedback that the AI sent him. And the first thing it said two bullet points, is that Bobby made sexually aggressive statements. And then it said, and then he wanted to have a meeting with Chris McMoran. You know? So he got the job done. But...
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.